independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Tell you what, guys, it is quite the day in the world of politics and pop culture. Sitting here looking at all of the stuff that's going on and just kind of going, laughing a little bit. Mike Flynn's not going to testify. Didn't want to incriminate himself. I got no problem with that. I don't. Why would you have a problem with any of that? People are like, oh, see, there's something there. No, there's not. Look, the whole thing is there's a reason that's in there, right? So you don't incriminate yourself. So you don't put yourself into a situation that isn't good, right? Nothing wrong with it. I don't know if there's any there. I think the there is with him. I don't think he's going to get anybody else in trouble. I think the there is with him. That's it. Therein lies the magic of it all. Got Trump over there hanging out in Israel, seeing everybody, doing his thing. It's got to be good if you're Trump to get out of the country, right? It's got to be, if you're him, you got to be stoked. You're out of the country, and even though you didn't want to go, even though you didn't want to get the hell out of here, the fact is there's got to be, it's good to just take a deep breath, to go somewhere where you're not hated at the moment in time by the media, where you're not bugged by the media, and in a way that, like here, you're under the microscope 24/7, right? I mean, it's pop star, it's rock star, it's Michael Jackson, it's the Beatles at their height. And the difference is rather than people loving you, you've got a media that isn't a big fan of yours. So you've got to take a step back and say, you know what, this is good. I'm good with this right now. Even though maybe not what I want to do, even though I'd like to be home working on stuff, even though this is hanging over my presidency at this moment in time, it's not the worst thing to get out of here. Even though you may not want to do it, right? You may not have wanted to get out of there. You're gone. You take a deep breath. It is what it is. We move on with our lives, and we find out that, hey, you know what? Cosby trial starting, so that maybe takes some stress off of him. Anything but me is the way I would look at it. Anything but me. But now you've got, you know, and this week is going to be another one of those weeks where you're going to have issues with what's going on with, you know, all of Comey's going to testify, and it's crazy. It really is crazy. Because every time you turn around, if you're Trump, there's somebody in your face with something. There's a new story that's broke. There's something that has happened. And you just want to get away, right? And you go and you talk about terror. You tell everybody in Israel, hey, we're going to be pals. We're going to be best friends. We're going to be all these amazing things. We're going to be better friends than we were before. Get a deal done in Saudi Arabia. You know what? I laugh because I was reading stuff over the weekend. And I tried to stay as far away from a lot of the stuff over the weekend as possible. I get the alerts if there's anything big. But, I mean, I don't care if he's speaking to somebody or I want to know if something big happens. But as I'm watching all of this stuff over the weekend, and, you know, he's getting a deal done. Kushner talked to somebody. It's like, settle down. Yeah, that's good. We got deals done. Nothing wrong with deals. Isn't he supposed to be the great deal maker of our time, our generation? Get some deals did. Hanging out with that Yahoo today. He's going through. He's seeing stuff. He went to the wall. I see the frustration. I think he's exhausted from the frustration of it all. And I have no problem with that. You know, I get that. How many times have we seen presidents say in the last, I don't know, 50 years, when we really started to see color photography come in and the whole nine, how many times did presidents look completely different over those periods of times? And you could see almost immediately within a week or two, the weight of the world come off their shoulders and land on the next person in line. That's got to be, I mean, again, it's got to be just, we sit here and as I was talking to several of my friends over the weekend who are mostly liberal, I would say, and I'm like, dude, you don't even understand how much pressure that is. 24/7 under the microscope. Now, I would say double that pressure because you've got a media that doesn't like you. That's got to be frustrating as hell. No matter what you do. Paul Ryan talked about it last week, right? No matter what we do, we don't, you know, nobody talks about it. Because everything's about TMZ. But that's what people want to hear. They want to hear the sexy. They want to hear the salacious. They don't want to hear the fun, you know, policy stuff. Because let's be real, it's not fun. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. I have a feeling he's going to come back refreshed and revigored. And I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be invigorated by all of this. And he's going to be ready to take on, you know, more. And I think going over there and doing stuff presidential and taking all of, let Comey and let Flynn deal with this. Deal with the day-to-day. Let everything else fall where it may. Hope you guys had a good weekend. It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Did you see the seal? Producer Phil grabbed that girl and drag her into the water.
I did not see that.
Well, what do we always say about nature?
Nature will mess you up.
Mess you up. It will screw you up. If you didn't see this, this is in British. It was on Fisherman's Wharf in Richmond, British Columbia. And over the weekend, a girl, I don't know how old she was, maybe 10, 11. She was with her family, and I guess they were feeding the seal. And down by the water's edge, right, you know. And they were feeding the seal. And when you run out of food for animals, they get a little pissed, right? And it's nature, too. So you didn't run out of food. I mean, even go to a petting zoo, for God's sakes, man. Those things are pissed when you don't have any food. So you run out of food, and the little girl's sitting on the edge of it, and she goes to stand up. And as she stands up, the seal comes out of the water, bites her dress, and yanks her right back in the water. And then I guess her grandpa or somebody else jumps in there and grabs her and pulls her out. But he yanked her into the water. I mean, there was no, like, it just goes to show you how strong nature is when nature wants to be pissy. I don't think the thing wanted to kill her, obviously. It's a seal. I don't think it's, you know. But who knows? Maybe she was insulting him. Maybe she says, you know, in my country and in my culture where I come from, you're just a toy. You're an amusement. We have you in a park, and we make you balance crap on your nose, and people sing songs, and somebody comes out in a wetsuit and blows a little whistle, and you got to do stuff and wave, and we laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. And the thing's like, what the? Are you? Yeah. But it was interesting. We are following what is going on in Manchester. It is a horrible incident. There are, you know, I guess reports coming out now that there is, and we're getting the news as it comes across the TV, there was an explosion at the Ariana Grande concert, and that there are some fatalities. What the explosion is, as we break this thing down, again, it's so early into it, but it was Ariana Grande concert, Manchester Arena, similar to what you'd find here, those big arenas. A lot of people there. Looks like it was pretty much sold out. And as people were filing out after she had finished singing, there was two explosions, they're saying. And again, it's all just happening as we break this thing down. But there are some fatalities, and we're still trying to figure out exactly if anybody's claimed any responsibility. If this was an accident, we're not quite sure. But it is a horrible situation, to say the least. You know, people go to a concert, they're excited. Next thing you know, something horrible happens. And the first time when we start hearing something like this, we're taken back to what happened at the Baclouan Theater in France, that fateful night that was just so horrible. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I've got a poll up today, the Chad Benson Show poll at Twitter. And it's about our humor in this country. Has America lost its sense of humor and become too PC? I say yes. I think all of us agree that we've gotten that. 86% says yes. 7% says no. 7% says yes, but it's coming back. You can take the poll at Chad Benson Show. Hey, Memorial Day's coming up. You're going to be traveling. How safe is your car? And by that, I mean, yeah, your warranty's out. Right? You got your manufacturer warranty, you know, your car, you love it. You don't want to get rid of it. It's trusty, but wouldn't you like a little something behind it that says just in case? Well, do what I did. I went to CarShield and got extended coverage. CarShield is amazing. You get VIP treatment like you couldn't believe, right? VIP treatment. It's expensive should your car go south. You know that. I know that. We all know that. Sometimes we like our cars. We don't want car payments, but we like the comfort of knowing somebody's there to take care of us as a just-in-case. CarShield is that just-in-case. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of work. It's easy. Transmission, right? Never know what those sensors are. Oh, and if your engine goes out, boom. That's huge, 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 huge. Well, guess what? CarShield's amazing because you get VIP treatment like no other. First and foremost, you get, are you ready for this? 24/7 roadside assistance. Boom. Secondly, something that I find to be most amazing is they'll make sure you have a car to and fro. I mean, a rental car. So you don't have to worry about being without a ride while your car's getting fixed. And most importantly, you pick the mechanic you want to go to. CarShield handles the rest, including paying them directly. So you don't have to worry about the checks in the mail or fronting it. They take care of everything for you. CarShield's administrators have they paid close to about $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection. Before it's too late, call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson, save 10%. A deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at chadbensonshow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
It was a terrible, terrible thing for the United States to enter that deal. And believe me, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon.
Well, I would never say never because North Korea was never supposed to have a nuclear weapon, and they got one. It's really interesting because remember this whole thing, this deal was horrible. The minute I getting in, I'm going to unwind this deal. And it's not been unwound. In fact, they said last week they're going to keep the deal kind of the way it is for right now. Now, that could all change, obviously. That could definitely change. But you know, the whole thing itself is just very interesting because I thought of all the things that he would have done, that would have been maybe the first thing he did. But you always have to remember this, and I always temper everybody with this, is when you're the president of the United States to be, right? You're the president-elect. You say all of these things, but the other president's like, dude, you have no idea. Until you get in here, you don't know the working parts, the intricacies. You don't know any of these things. And then when you get in here, you're like, oh, well, I didn't realize that. There were some things I thought I knew, but I don't know. Now, I don't know if that's true or not as far as whether or not they're going to unwind it or never get it, because I think at some point in time, like everything, if you want something bad enough, you're going to get it. I hate to say it, but I do believe that at some point in time, regardless of what we do, Iran is going to figure out how they're going to get a bomb. And then that changes everything, and that means you got to make sure everybody else in that neighborhood also has a bomb, right? Israel has one. I think they have like 20 or 80 or something like that. They've had a bunch, even though nobody's supposed to know. It's like the worst kept secret ever. Shh. But if Iran gets one, you have to make sure that everybody else has one, right? Because India and Pakistan are the perfect example of two neighbors who can't stand each other. Once one got one, you had to make sure the other one had one. Because that way, they both know, right? Like, both neighbors know they have it. I don't think, you know, it's hard to say with the Middle East, right? It's the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, they all had guns, and they all knew they had guns, so they shot each other. So you never know there. But there's a reason, besides just us, that other people don't attack Israel. They've all tried it. They've all tasted the boot in the ass. Now, do you want any more of that? But he can say all he wants, and it doesn't mean anything. Because I think in the end, they're still going to get one no matter how much you try to make the deal correct in a way that you think you've got protection and that no way can he or they get a bomb. And yet at the end of the day, they're going to find a way because they want to. like everything in life. You want to get something. You want to do something. If you want it bad enough, you're going to figure out a way to get it. And they want it bad enough. They wanted to do it themselves so they could have numerous opportunities to build. We can slow that down. Doesn't mean, though, we can stop them from ever creating one or two or a few or getting one in a different way. Ringling Brothers said goodbye after 146 years last night. That's a long time. 14 lions and tigers sitting in a circle surrounded by a man in a sparkling suit, which sounds like my Saturday night every night. And yet, there it was. Piece of Americana gone, they say. 146 years, and away it went. Circus began in 1871 as P.T. Barnum and Grand's Traveling Museum, Menagerie, Caravan, and Hippodrome. It was bought by the Feld Group in 1967, but as, of course, we have changed the way that we look at animals, we've changed the way that we do things all along. It was old. This is new. SeaWorld's having troubles. Why is that? Because people don't want to go watch animals do tricks. It's cruel. Turn them all loose. Turn them all loose. That's what they want to do. And it's funny, though. It's only a few, right? Like, yeah, well, we don't care if you turn the sharks loose, right? Because they're sharks and they're mean. You know, starfishes are okay because not like they're just starfishes. But dolphins, oh, they're smart. You want to turn them loose. And you want to do the same thing with whales. We just have a different way we look at stuff now. And the Ringling Brothers, I think they tried to continue to do things the same way. It just wasn't going to work. People want freak shows. People want Cirque du Soleil. People want magic. They don't want to see a bear ride a unicycle. I, on the other hand, think that's hilarious. But remember, it's nature. Even if you trade nature at some point in time, it still could become nature. And I think if Ringling Brothers had more people being eaten, more people go. They didn't take my advice. But tell me you wouldn't go to see there's a 50-50 chance that somebody's going to be eaten tonight at the Ringling Brothers. You're like, I think I'm going to that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Did the president fire Comey because of his investigation, and he was worried about what the investigation might conclude? If so, that borders on a very serious charge.
Yeah. Did he or didn't he? How about this? How about nobody ever says, did he fire him because he thought the guy really was somewhat incompetent, wasn't doing the job he liked, the way that he wanted it done, and he thought even before that it was time for him to get, right? There could also be that. I know it's crazy. I know it's insane. I know. I'm sorry, people. The what ifs of the world. One group wants to say, what if this guy did something wrong and he's a bad guy and he shouldn't be the president anymore because he's obstructing justice? The other side saying it's all hearsay. It's all, it's all a bunch of baloney. And then you get the people who have some common sense, I think, out there. Say, well, why don't we just let the whole thing play out and let it go from there before we decide why he fired him, right? As we all know in life, you put people around you that you trust. Didn't seem to be a fan of Comey before. Even before he became president, there was some issues that he had talked about. And, some of that, though, is just him throwing words around because he tends to do that. I sit back and I'm like, again, how does this help the American people? That should be the biggest thing. When these questions are talked about and asked about, when this big hearing goes on and the hyper focus is on Comey and Russia and Lavrov and all of this stuff, the question that you should ask yourself and you should ask the politicians that are serving you and I in D.C. is how does this affect you or I? How does this affect the American people? I'm just curious. Last week, the frustration of what Paul Ryan was talking about last week, I thought was so amazing. This is what he had to say last week. Of all the things they got done last week, but not one of these things was talked about in the media at all.
Just this week, we moved law enforcement legislation with Police Week to give them the tools they need to keep us safe. We put new sanctions on Syria. We approved Will Hurd's federal information technology reform legislation, which will streamline government. Ways and Means did hearings on tax reform. The Education Workforce Committee put a bill out to close the skills gap so people can get technical education. Mac Thornberry's working on his third installment of streamlining Pentagon bureaucracy and procurement reforms. Veterans Affairs approved 11 bills. Nobody did anything in the press about those things.
And you know what? I understand his frustration because we should be talking about those things. Those things are important. Those things matter to the American people. Those things are the things that affect our lives day to day. What's going on with healthcare? I would like to know. But see, that's C-SPAN stuff. That's not salacious. That's not sexy. That doesn't sell. That doesn't get likes. That doesn't get followers. That doesn't excite advertisers. It's true. Now, more and more stuff is breaking as we speak. Well, what they're saying right now, at least 20 dead, at least 20 dead in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert. Possibly hundreds of others have been injured. Some of that, I'm sure, is the aftermath. Massive bangs, huge explosions. You don't know what's going on. This is something we're going to be following throughout the evening. The FBI is aware of an explosion. We've heard all kinds of things. One explosion, two. We've heard gunshots. We've heard it was a balloon at one time, somebody said, that exploded, and then next thing you know, it popped the microphone, something happened, and then you don't know if they're saying it's an explosion but the fatalities are there. 20 people as of now were killed. Possibly hundreds of others have been injured. Manchester Arena, this is a thing like this. This is a scary, scary situation. It's an ugly situation. A situation that is we think about, right? This is an occurrence that happens every single day in places throughout the Middle East where we hear about massive explosions that kill 50, 60, 100 people. This is Manchester. This is England. This is an Ariana Grande concert. This is hundreds and thousands. The 21,000 seats is what the Manchester Arena holds. I don't know how many people were there. It looked to be pretty full. So it could have been, 15, 20,000 people there. And Ariana Grande, she had just finished her set. She was walking off, bam, massive explosion. And it is a situation where we just have to slowly but surely go on. And, could she have been the target? Maybe because she was an American, it's possible. But the fact is, Manchester is a very diverse city, is it a city that has a lot of different culture. And this is... The chances of this now being just an oops is probably slim to none. Now, I'm not saying it's not an oops, like a something caught fire and that caused a trigger reaction, but the chances of this being a singular situation where that happened is very slim. Something of this kind of damage was probably more or less a terrorist act, but that's, again, premature. But if you were to ask me where I'm leaning when you've got 20 people dead and potentially hundreds injured, and I'm sure hundreds of those, a lot of those people that are injured because of the panic, the chaos, the pandemonium of people just freaking out. Could you imagine that? I mean, think about that for a second. Think about that for an absolute second, for a heartbeat of a second. You're there, and all of a sudden, explosion happens. The huge explosion leads to massive pandemonium. People are running. We were talking about it earlier. I think it was the Who concert in Cincinnati, lo those many years ago, when they used to have festival seating. And they found out later on, I believe it was a half a dozen, maybe a dozen people were killed in that incident where people ran in. One person fell. It started a chain reaction. People were trampled trying to get to the front of the stage. 11 died. So a horrible incident. And sometimes that's how people, because people, you hear something, and you all of a sudden one person reacts, then another person reacts, then a third person reacts, but it happens so instantaneously, so virally, that boom, away it goes. And all of a sudden you've got this going on. And again, this is everything that's coming out of Manchester right now is you know, it's coming in bits and pieces. You're getting it fed to it by, you know, everybody from Sky News to The Guardian to The Telegraph UK to Fox and CNN and all of their European reporting groups, the BBC. It's all coming out in bits and pieces. One person says one thing, and you've got 15, 20,000 people who are reporters on top of all of that because they're kids watching a concert who are exiting, and in doing so, you're in a situation where you're like, sweet mother of goodness, you know, I better tweet. I saw gunfire. I heard an explosion. I saw this. Now, they were saying the explosion was so big that people who lived around, and if you've never been to Europe, it's very interesting. A lot of the arenas and the soccer stadiums were there for a long time. Manchester Arena is fairly new, but there's a lot of homes still around it. And they were saying the explosion was so big that people outside of the arena could feel and hear the explosion. So, yeah, but the weird thing is, Anthony's pointed out, as they've said, is, and you've heard the explosion, there's pictures of it, but there's no smoke. So I don't know where it was because because as somebody's taking a picture and they're filming it, you see the people freak. You see the people start to run. You see the people do all those things, but you don't know what's going on because you don't know exactly where it took place. And there's lots of balloons there. And like they said, they're reporting at least 20 fatalities. And I'm sure if they're reporting 20 now, that number is most likely going to rise. But, you know, it is they're saying it's now what we're getting is it potentially was a nail bomb. A nail bomb. So witnesses reported hearing a massive bang before. People fled the scene screaming. And they're reporting that potentially it was a nail bomb. And that is, it is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And if it's a nail bomb, I have news for you people. That means it's a terrorist act. That means that there was an act of terrorism. You don't have a nail bomb without terror. So, you know, and remember, Trump's overseas right now. He's traveling. He's going to be in, I believe he's in the Vatican on Wednesday. So it is, who knows what this again is about. Plus Britain, the UK fights terror. They have a problem too. We saw it with the London Tube bombings. We've seen it with, the incidents on the buses. We've seen it up in Scotland as well. The UK has issues with terror. It's not just us. It's not just France. The UK has had their fight with terror and will continue to do so. And, it is one of those things, you know, it is the NHS, which is the National Health Service. They're saying that the injury scene suggests the explosion was probably part of a nail bomb. 17-year-old Courtney Spencer is a student who was hanging out with her friend, told the Sun it happened just in front of us at the stairs. We didn't know what happened. It could have been a gun or a bang, but it was a huge explosion. We grabbed each other. We got away. And people are, again, this is all quick. It's all fluid. It's happening. As we speak, you go to a concert, it's a Monday night, you've had the weekend of fun, and oh my goodness, here we go, summer's almost here, Ariana Grande's here, her album is massive right now in Europe, she is a massive star, and you know, there's 17, 18, 20,000 people, the arena holds right around 21,000, that's what the capacity is, and apparently they're saying it was sold out, and boom, right around 10:40, 10:45, she hits her last note. Last tune, that's it. She walks off stage, and as she's walking off stage, boom, it happens. And like everything, it's a quick little, what was that? Could it have been something? No smoke. And again, that's the thing that's so weird, no smoke. But with something like a nail bomb, you're probably not going to get that maximum damage using something like that. Now the question has to be, how did that get into the concert? That's a question that has to be. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We're on this. We're going to be following this throughout the rest of the show. Once again, reporting out of Manchester, that there are at least 20 people confirmed dead, possibly hundreds injured. in what is looking to be more and more likely like a explosion by a terrorist act. Potentially a nail bomb was used. It is a horrible night in Manchester, and it looks like terrorists stuck its ugly head out of the ground again. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
So we're following what's going on right now in London. I mean, just outside of London, Manchester. There are several reported deaths. 20, apparently, is what they're right now saying that there is. How many of that? Again, it's fluid situation. You had an explosion, Ariana Grande concert. How many of those were because of the bomb? How many of those were because panic in a situation like that? You know how things can get inside of a place where one thing turns into something else. It's a domino effect. People panic. And because of that, you've got people being run over. It is a horrible situation. The National Health Services, which is the basically their CDC, has come out and said tonight, as they look at everything, they do believe that the injuries that they've seen come in are consistent with that of maybe potentially a nail bomb. Now the question has to be, how in the hell did that get into the arena? Because I went to Legoland 2 weeks ago with my son, and we were both frisked up and down. They looked through everything. They had the little wandy thing, and how did that get into the arena? If that is true, if there was a bomb in the arena that was a nail bomb, how did that get into a modern arena when you have a issue in the Western European cultures right now and world of terrorism? I want to know that. And I wouldn't be going to any event anywhere in Europe right now without there being true security. Not guys with dogs, not guys with big guns. I'm talking about even walking through something. How does that get into an arena? If this is true, that there was a nail bomb in there, how in God's name does that get in there? There's a real fair question to ask. It is. You've got hundreds of young girls and boys who were there to watch, you know, Ariana Grande perform, who, you know, if you don't know who she is, she's a pop star. She's probably more famous for some of the silly stuff she's done, and some of the weird stuff that she's said in the past. But she is I think you would put her up there right now, one of the top 5 or 10 performers on the planet. And her album is big in Europe right now, and she was playing at the arena in Manchester. It holds about 21,000 people, and by all accounts, it was sold out tonight. And now what you have is a potential, again, for, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when you hear something, and you don't want to jump to conclusions. Because I think a lot of people did that last week with that lunatic in New York, who drove over all those people, because we had seen what happened in Nice. We'd seen what happened in you know, several other places where somebody used a car as a weapon. And the first thing that comes to mind is it's ISIS, it's terror, only to find out this was a guy who was high on synthetic marijuana, had nothing to do with terror, had all to do with the fact that his faculties weren't all there, and he was a giant mess. And he wanted death by, you know, suicide by cop. So you don't jump to conclusions. We'd heard first that, you know, because there wasn't that when you see the explosions in Manchester there, and you hear them, there's no smoke. There's nothing that you would say, well, that looks consistent with the bomb that we'd seen, you know, whether it be in the subways when they show the you know, the bombings elsewhere, how everything fills up with smoke. There wasn't that. Loud bang. People could hear the bang coming from, you know, even outside the arena. They heard the bang. And it, you know, they were saying people who live up there say, you know, you could hear something, but you didn't know what it was. People reporting gunfire. If you don't know what gunfire sounds like, maybe it sounds like that to you, but that's not, you know, that wasn't what it was. It was an explosion. And now what you have are a bunch of youngsters who were going to enjoy a night of fun at an arena to see a concert by a pop star, an American pop star, by the way, and all of a sudden, you've got carnage. You've got death. You've got destruction. It is a disgusting, horrible situation. If this is what it is, this is not an unfortunate situation where something went crazily wrong, that, you know, some electronic part exploded. It by the sounds of it, it looks like this was a deliberate act of terror against a bunch of helpless youngsters that were there to enjoy themselves and to watch a concert. But how somebody got that into the arena is beyond me. I would be pissed. You have every right in this day and age, in this modern way that we live, knowing full well what potentially could happen and the targets that are out there in large events like this. How do you walk through a metal detector, or do you not even have that? Once again, so far what we're getting is 20 dead, possibly hundreds injured. Manchester Arena, Ariana Grande concert. More and more sounds like it was a deliberate act of violence. More Straight Ahead, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.